very happy to be joined on the phone line this morning. We talked to author Don Mann. Good morning to you, Don. How are we doing today?
Hey, I'm doing just absolutely great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. I want to spend a few moments of time with you today talking a little bit. Obviously, we had the debate yesterday. Hugely political season is what we're in right now. And we want to talk a little bit about how these political slogans, which have been famous and historic throughout the time, actually influence the vote. Let's talk a little bit about this morning.
Okay, what happens with the political slogan is it's a short statement. It doesn't have to be one word. It can actually be long. But it encapsulates a message that resonates with people. And what that means for the individual is it's already where you're thinking about now, where your heart is now, where your aspirations are now. So politicians aren't going to try to build something. They're going to try to work on with who you are now. The second element of political slogans is that most political slogans and campaigns are run on 5 or 10% good positive statements and 95% negative statements. Negative programs, negative campaigns win elections. Positive ones don't. That's been proven in American history.
And we've seen some interesting slogans over the past, couple of centuries with presidents and obviously other political candidates throughout the years. And it's they're really quite important in making that vote.
Absolutely. It's what, again, they're looking for people pulling into their aspirations. That's the good ones. Like, currently President Obama's is forward and Mitt Romney's is believe in America. Those are both positive. The other challenge is that most of the rhetoric that goes out there is all negative. And when you're bombarded with that negative information, you're actually, your personal self-identity is attacked in the process, whether you're aware of it or not.
Now, Don, let me ask you this question. You seem to be pretty well-versed in all this stuff. How'd you become such an expert in it?
Well, actually, it became as a corporate guy, I was a scientist, moved into management, and I got given a problem where I was to take over a plant that was, the problem was technical, scientists and engineers. And there was nothing I could do. There was no management issues you could do it. What I had to do was take those same scientists and engineers who were trapped in fear, get these words, anger, denial, and accusation. That's where they were. What I had to do was turn them around. I couldn't bring anybody else in. And in order for me to do it, I had to get myself straight because, frankly, that wasn't the style I was used to. So what I did was I actually went to the scriptures and started to get the wisdom of God. I figure if I'm going to deal with the big game, I'm going to play with the biggest gamer in the universe and get his wisdom. And the program I developed, it worked. In 6 years, we took those same people and went from losing money to $500 million.
That's a pretty big turnaround.
Yeah, that was, and I did it with the same exact people. That's where I learned the power of slogans and how people think. And what I did was I took the program I developed for myself. A few years later, I learned the science behind it and put that into a program in a book I called Okay, God, Now What?
Well, tell us a little bit more about the book that you've got out there, too.
Okay, the program is, actually, I'll give you a story of James, who was a returning vet. He had been a minister almost all of his life, and he was in sales. And frankly, things weren't working too well for him. When he saw the program I had written and put it in Okay, God, Now What?, he saw how biblical it was, how solid scriptural it was, and he dived right in starting to do the affirmations. And this is what he said. Was at first he started doing it, as he dealt with the scriptures and understanding the truth that were presented, he started to feel a solidness grow into him. He couldn't explain it. He'd never had it before. He said, before, whenever events of life occurred, I was like a piece of paper being blown around by the wind, thrown up against the wall. What started to happen to me was I started to become like a flag attached to a flagpole. The winds could blow, but I wasn't going anywhere. And his sales picked up. His marriage, bless God, got together. And things are going much better for him now in every respect. And he attributes it all to the program and Okay, God, Now What?
Fascinating topic here. Now, Don, if people want to learn a little bit more about it or pick up a copy of it, how can they find more information?
Okay, it's really easy. The name of the book is Okay, God, Now What? You can go to the website, okgodnowwhat.com, and we have a couple special offers there. If you enter into the list, we'll send you a free copy of Top 10 Affirmations to get you started in the mind-renewing process. Also, if you're the 10th responder, you can get a free book. And, of course, the book itself is available wherever fine books are sold in America, or the world, for that matter.
You bet. Now, Don, quick question for you. With all these political slogans over there, you've got to have a list of some few that you think are really, really good and have done a good job. What are your thoughts on those?
Oh, I think, one of the ones that's always stuck with my mind, and it doesn't fit anything you said, it's called Tippy Canoe and Tyler 2.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
You know, and I still don't remember what it's about, but I remember it.
Exactly. I remember hearing about it in history lessons in school. I couldn't tell you anything about it, or I remember the participants with it, obviously.
Yeah.
Much more about it, I don't know much. It was catchy, though.
Yeah, so that's the power of slogans. And again, that's what God's given us in the Bible is a book full of them. And if you learn how to use them, you can work with the master of the universe to make your life better than you ever thought possible.
John, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, appreciate it, Jason. Everybody have a good day.
Good day. Now, take care, bro. Appreciate that. John.